With his chairman shot and his workers rebelling, Andrew Carnegie's back is against the wall. His company and his reputation are under threat. And the empire he spent a lifetime building is on the verge of collapse. Hoping to salvage his legacy, Carnegie cuts short his trip abroad and returns to Pittsburgh. Henry Frick survives the attempt on his life. Only 3 days after being shot and stabbed, he's back in his office at Carnegie Steel. Frick's brush with death only strengthens his resolve. But for his boss, Andrew Carnegie, it's a reminder that his chairman is a liability.
There came a time when Frick thought to himself, I'm running this business. I'm the one in Pittsburgh. I'm the one working the 12-hour days. I'm the one taking the bullet in the head. I deserve to be number one.
Carnegie's relationship with Frick deteriorates. And he realizes he needs to make a change.
Carnegie isn't happy. He whispers to newspaper reporters in Pittsburgh that if he had been around, it would have been different, that there wouldn't have been this bloodshed, that he had more respect for the workers. And he undercuts Frick.
But Frick refuses to accept any responsibility, outraged that Carnegie has hung him out to dry. He even goes behind his back and attempts to orchestrate a hostile takeover. Carnegie Steel is eroding from the inside out. But the biggest challenge to Carnegie's empire isn't coming from within.